Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bad, 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 bad. Amazing
why. Yeah. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Good to have you here. Those of you who've been listening, that means you're highly intelligent if you're still here. And if you've just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I will tell you that I'm very excited about Leslie Schweitzer being on the show because, folks, as you know, one of my favorite things to talk about is the opportunities that are out there for small business owners to do business, not just in your little town, not just in your county, not just in your half of the state, not just in your state or your region of the country or even the United States, but around the globe. And it's never been easier. It's absolutely not only not hard, it's pretty darn easy in a lot of cases. And Leslie's an expert in that area. She's Senior Trade Advisor for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Leslie Schweitzer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Leslie, my audience is rolling their eyes right now because they know I'm about to get on my import-export soapbox. They know that for years and years, I've been saying to them, guys, just get started in the education of this. There is an education. It is a discipline. There is information that you need to learn. There are things that you need to know. There are people you need to find out. There are organizations you need to connect with, just like you did when you started your domestic business. All those things, you have to have all those resources and know those people and do the different things that have to be done. Don't think about doing business overseas next month. But in the next month, the next 6 months, or the next year, get started in the education process. And as you become more educated, you'll become more familiar. And guess what? Business opportunities will pop up in front of you as you do that. That's what I've been telling them. Leslie, what do you think?
Well, Jim, first of all, I want to say thank you because there's not very many venues out there that people are talking about the advantages of international trade for small businesses. It's unfortunately we're hearing the other side, and we're not hearing the positives. And small businesses are prospering due to international trade. I actually started my first international business about 30 years ago, and I made a lot of mistakes.
When you were only three?
I was, about four and a half, actually.
Yeah.
But it was, and you know, it's a factor that small businesses have to understand. You still have to have the right product, the right price, the right customer. But it is you simply have to get that passport, do your research, do your due diligence, and get on the road and figure out what is the best place to do business. I think one of the points that we are always trying to make with small businesses is that there are tremendous resources out there for them. They don't have to make the same mistakes that I did because there are people out there to advise them. There are tremendous resources in every single state in this country.
And frankly, the U.S. Commercial Services, I know, is one of those organizations you're talking about.
It is.
And Doug Barry and all the folks over there at the Commerce Department and they've been on this show dozens of times over the years talking about that. And let me tell you my favorite story. And, folks, I know you've heard this before, but I'm going to tell it again because I love this story, Leslie. And this is the Tennessee Company. And I've interviewed them. These people have been on my show to tell their story. The Tennessee Company that makes salsa. And guess where their number one customer is?
Mexico?
A Tennessee Company in salsa. And a Tennessee Company that makes salsa sells their salsa to supermarkets in Mexico. Now, actually, when you say things like that, if we get them to believe it, which is true, you know, you really don't have to say much else.
No,
that's like refrigerators to Eskimos, right?
That's right. There are thousands of those companies out there. We have been publishing for the last 3 or 4 years a series of books called Faces of Trade, and they're small business success stories. We've published these to gain support for each of the free trade agreements over the past few years. We've did it for China PNTR and Chile and Australia and Singapore and CAFTA and others. And now we're doing them also on a state-by-state basis because it's the way you tell the story. These are companies with 15, 20, maybe 50 employees who are prospering due to selling outside of the United States.
I know a
company. They're great stories.
I know a company, a 40-year-old company, that in the 90s found their domestic business dropping off considerably, not due to anything themselves. It was some circumstances that happened in the marketplace around them. If it hadn't been for the international business that they'd been building up for the last 8 or 10 years, they would have gone out of business. It sustained them over a 3 or 4 year period. Leslie, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Leslie Schweitzer is our guest. She's Senior Trade Advisor at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Chicago for you there. Not the best band in the world, but certainly one of the top five. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our new friend, soon-to-be longtime friend, Leslie Schweitzer, Senior Trade Advisor at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, and folks, you know that's true. You know how long I've been on my soapbox about this, and you've heard me talk about free trade. Leslie, one of my favorite things to say, and I said it yesterday, and my audience already knows what I'm going to say. They're already mouthing, as they roll their eyes, they're already mouthing what I'm about to say. And I learned this from the great French economist and comedian, Frédéric Bastiat. And he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I believe that trade is how we're going to create peace in the world, not with guns. Now, guns have to go first sometimes to get people's attention, but ultimately, I think capitalism will precede democracy, liberal democracy, into countries that are recalcitrant to coming into the 21st century, and I want small business owners to be part of that.
You know, Jim, I have a favorite quote too, and it's by Armand Hammer, who was the founder and CEO of Occidental Petroleum. And years ago, he said, international trade is an instrument more powerful than the sword and the most notable and challenging means to bring peace to the world. I'm in total agreement with you.
Well, folks, if you can go back and find his autobiography, which was written about 15 or 20 years ago, it's a good one, by the way. Especially his early story, Leslie. I want to talk about your Trade Roots program. This is a program that you're working on that you've developed for the U.S. Chamber to deliver. Tell us about it.
Yes, about 6.5 years ago, really at the request of our large corporate community of members, they said we need help on a grassroots basis. We need help for small and medium-sized companies to understand how important these trade agreements are and how important trade legislation is to the prosperity and future of small businesses. So we started this program, Trade Roots, and it had sort of it continues to have five basic components. One, we build local coalitions by utilizing our chamber network all over the country. And as you know, about 90% of the members of all of those chambers are small and medium-sized companies.
Right.
We also we work with grasshop leaders. We work with elected officials in the states. We have developed a very comprehensive website that is absolutely geared for small businesses to understand trade issues, trade opportunities. It gets all of the wonderful Department of Commerce websites and others and sort of puts them all into one-stop shopping. It's www.traderoots.org. We also have been working very actively with governors in selected states, in states where they are exporting under the national average. We find that governors are really spending their resources in most cases on foreign direct investment and not in investing in homegrown companies.
Right.
Helping companies who are already there.
It's amazing when I talk to mayors and state leaders, they're always talking about bringing jobs, you know, bringing in the next big automobile plant from China or Korea or Japan or whatever, bringing that big plant in. But when I start talking to them about helping the local companies grow jobs by doing business overseas, which helps our trade imbalance, they look at me like, well, you know, can we do that? I mean, it's like they don't get it.
No, in many states, for example, we've been working in Tennessee, and we make this very much a bipartisan program. We're working with Democratic governors as well as Republican governors. And the state of Tennessee has no entity within the state to assist small, medium-sized companies to export. And we have, through our program, the Trade Routes Program in Tennessee, they now have formed a committee, and they're researching and investigating how they can better serve, as a state, the small business community in helping them to export and import. We work very closely now with the governor's office, and we pulled all of the various entities within the state together under one umbrella to say, let's focus, let's all be on the same page in trying to help small, medium-sized companies, educate them, and let them know the resources that are out there. So I think we're making a difference.
Well, and another thing, and of course, there in Oak Ridge, they have a tremendous technology transfer organization there, a technology incubator there that's doing a great job, which brings me to a point, Leslie, and that is, I think a lot of Americans, small business owners and a lot of folks, have a misconception of what should be exported. I mean, they're thinking about cars and shirts and things like that, and we're going to be, folks, our future is going to be exporting technology and services and
absolutely
and products like that. And those are things that small business owners are becoming more and more adept at producing.
You know, the most rapid growing sector of our economy that's getting involved in international trade are companies with under 20 employees.
Absolutely. Well, the largest number of employees of exporters are small companies.
Or small business.
In terms of total small business, in terms of total numbers, what is do you have the amount in front of you? I don't remember it, the amount, the total number of dollars that small businesses export in America.
Well, it's about 90%. 90% of all exporters are small businesses.
Yeah.
And it's the percentage of dollars is not as large as the percentage of companies.
Right.
But it's growing.
Yeah. Stand by. Leslie, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Leslie Schweitzer is our guest. She's Senior Trade Advisor with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and she and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, one of my favorite places on the planet. I love Washington, D.C. I've got a lot of good friends here. This is a very important part of the world, folks. And with all the things, if you've ever been to Washington or you've never spent much time here, I encourage you to come here. It's just an absolute. It may be the prettiest town of its size in America. I'm kind of partial to it. Leslie Schweitzer lives here, and Leslie, I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but I just think it's a beautiful town.
I think it is too, but I think it's terribly important when you live in Washington to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I spend 90% of my time in places like Rapid City and Sioux Falls and Topeka and all of those places around the country trying to convince them to get involved in international trade. So I think Washington's a wonderful place, but it's a great place to leave as well.
Well, it's easy for me to say that when I don't live here all the time, but I'm up here half a dozen times a year, and I love it. But you're right. I mean, you got to get, as they say, outside the beltway if you're going to connect with reality. Leslie, the thing that I keep talking to my audience about is what I said at the very beginning, and I want to say it again. Folks, don't say, I don't know what I would sell. I don't have anything to sell overseas, so therefore I'm not going to worry about it. That's not what your first goal is. I want you to establish a goal of saying, okay, if I wanted to do business overseas, I don't know how to do that. If an opportunity dropped into my lap tomorrow, I'd be lost. So what I want you to do is, as you've heard me say 1,000 times, over the next 6 to 12 months, become as much of an educated person as you can about doing business overseas in one way or another. Even though you don't have any plans to do it, even though you don't know what you would sell or whatever, just get educated. And that way you'll say, okay, whenever, if it should happen, if I decide to do it, if an opportunity presents itself, I am ready to go.
And you know, Jim, what I'd like to point out is that there are tremendous resources out there for small business. Number one, their local chamber. The Department of Commerce local offices. The Department of Commerce has a 1-800 USA trade number that you can call, and there is actually a live, warm body at the other end of that phone. It's not
a recording. There are about 100 U.S. Commercial Services offices across the country.
Yes. There also are World Trade Centers, and there are local and state economic development offices. Actually, people can go to our website, our Trade Roots website, and they can identify resources in their own community.
That's
and we're traveling all the time doing programs.
That's traderoots.org, isn't it, Leslie?
Traderoots.org, www.traderoots.org. What we have done, too, Jim, that we have found that We're always fighting against the AFL-CIO and others who are saying that trade is bad. And there's been not really – the AFL-CIO is very, very good at putting together a passionate, compelling message and saying it over and over and over. And what we hear from chamber execs, they say, when the press calls us, we don't know what to say. So we have just completed impact of trade brochures for all 50 states. And these are very quick soundbite messages. It's about jobs. It's about revenue. It's about prosperity in those states. Just so that a chamber exec or a business or anybody can pick it up and very quickly know what's going on in that state. So we're working very hard primarily to educate the American public on these issues.
Where can I find that information? Can I get that at traderoots.org?
It is going to be on our website shortly. We have completed all the studies, and we're just in the process of putting it on the website. So it will be available very shortly.
You were talking about we were both talking about the U.S. Commercial Services, and folks, that's export.com or export.gov?
I always
forget. .gov, export.gov. And folks, you ought to go visit one of those places and let them tell you some of the stories. Leslie, you know these stories where the people never left this country, and yet they did business overseas because they transacted their business by video conference.
Well, we do a lot of educational programs around the country via video conference by bringing in the Foreign Commercial Service, our AmChams.
Right.
We have American Chambers of Commerce throughout the world. I think we now have 103 of them.
Those are fabulous
resources.
I've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. But this is not going to be the last time you're going to be on the show. You're going to become a regular. You're going to bring us back some success stories to talk to us about on this show. Thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim, so much.
I'll see you later this week.
All right.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.